Drive, your backup hard drive, and of course, the weather. Brighten your day with something you can actually count on. GoToMeeting is the easy-to-use collaborative meeting tool that 18 million monthly users trust to help them get work done. To learn more about how you can meet better, visit GoToMeeting.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It doesn't appear to have been shot down. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. U.S. Army helicopter crashed in Iraq, killing all on board. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, U.S. defense officials telling Fox News seven service members are dead after a Pave Hawk helicopter crashed in western Iraq near the border with Syria. The Pentagon saying the crash is under investigation, but as of now, it does not appear to have been caused by enemy activity. This is the first deadly aviation crash for the U.S. military since efforts to defeat ISIS began in 2014. Dave?
Simon, 2 days ago, a Navy fighter jet crashed during training off Key West in Florida, killing two aviators. It's now six people dead in the Miami Bridge collapse.
We'll do all that we can to find out how it happened and to make sure something like this never happens again.
Florida International University President Mark Rosenberg. The walkway had just been installed over a road over the weekend. Fox's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Yeah, Dave, police have now begun a recovery, meaning they don't think anyone else remains alive to be rescued. But recovery will be tricky considering the bridge is not stable. Engineers are working with police.
It's that how are they going to approach this bridge in a tactical way where it doesn't harm the rescuers and at the same time, if in fact that there's victims, deceased that are still trapped under there, try to maintain that integrity.
Miami-Dade Police Detective Alvaro Zabaleta, the bridge was still under construction and was designed to withstand a Category 5 hurricane, Dave.
Evan, 2 days after Democrat Connor Lamb declared victory in Pennsylvania over Republican Rick Saccone, who is yet to concede a reexamination.
Pennsylvania election officials will start reviewing the votes cast as well as any provisional ballots in Tuesday's special election for the 18th Congressional District. With absentee ballots counted, Lamb holds a 627-vote lead over Saccone.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Republican had held that seat, and it was vacant. This is Fox News, fair and balanced.
GoToMeeting is the collaborative meeting tool trusted by over 18 million monthly users. But how do we make the concept of 18 million more real for you? Well, if you wanted to travel 18 million miles, you could go to the moon and back 36 times and still have a few miles left over for a detour. $18 million could buy you 4.5 million non-fat iced lattes, which would keep you caffeinated from now until the end of your career. Or if you took 18 million standing desk breaks, well, you'd probably be in great shape. Visit GoToMeeting.com to learn why so many people trust us to help them get work done.
Buying a new tractor? You owe it to yourself to visit your LS Tractor dealer. LS Tractors give you a lot more tractor for less money compared to other brands. For starters, LS Tractor comes with more select features as standard equipment. They make operating your tractor easier with better performance to get more work done quicker. Compare and you'll know who gives you more tractor for your money. LS Tractor. Excel in your field. Learn more at LSTractorUSA.com.
Visit Denning Automotive in Mattoon and get more tractor.
Just convicted in London of attempted murder, an Iraqi teenager, Ahmed Hassan, showed no emotion when he was found guilty 6 months after he planted a bomb on a subway train. It partially exploded at the Parsons Green station, injuring 30 people. When Bill Cosby goes on trial again in Pennsylvania next month, in the only criminal case stemming from his sex scandal, there will be other accusers taking the witness stand.
The judge allowing five additional women to testify against the 80-year-old entertainer. Prosecutors wanted to put about 20 accusers on the stand to prove a pattern of Cosby drugging and attacking women for decades. The defense objected, arguing prosecutors are using ancient allegations to bolster a weak case. Only one additional accuser testified in the first trial, which ended in a hung jury. Cosby is charged with drugging and assaulting a woman at his Philadelphia home in 2004. In a separate case, model Janice Dickinson's defamation suit against Cosby can go forward after the California Supreme Court rejected his appeal. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, not much movement for futures. The day after the Dow rose 115 points. March has gone mad for basketball fans. The NCAA men's tournament underway, starting with a couple of upsets.
In the West region, number 4 seed Arizona stampeded by number 13 seed Buffalo, 89-68.
Three for Perkins is flat, but good! did. He hit the front of the rim. It bounced off the top of the backboard, and everything's coming up Buffalo.
It's the Bulls' first ever NCAA tournament win. 11th seed Loyola Chicago eliminating number 4 Miami on a buzzer beater.
Top to Ingram, 3 for the win. Good! He made it! He made it as the buzzer expires.
The call's courtesy of the Westwood One NCAA radio network. Gonzaga survived a near upset, beating UNC Greensboro 68-64. Top seeds Kansas and Villanova also easy winners. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
There'll be 16 more games today, and the NCAA women's tournament also starts today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service, and brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. Turning your feelings into flowers. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Diane Ducey with our chilly weather with rain and stuff on the way.
It's true. We're starting out with some sunshine with a high 43 expected. 10% chance of showers this afternoon, bumps up to a 90% chance of rain, and a low 33 tonight. So that's the tricky area, is what's this precipitation going to look like? They're saying north of I-74, especially over bridges.
Uh-huh.
We should totally be aware of the slick surfaces. 50% chance of showers coming into Saturday, high 45. Partly cloudy by Saturday night with a low 29, 54 the high on Sunday with sunshine. We're currently at 25, feels like 15. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, it doesn't look very good. I'm supposed to drive at 3 in the morning to Chicago to take a flight to Houston.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it's going to be icy? That just might not happen.
That's right.
Okay, well.
Just be aware.
We'll see what happens.
We can do this.
NCAA tournament. You can go to your Jay Billis. You can go to ESPN. You can go to Fox Sports, wherever you go. Diane Ducey tied for first in the world.
Not bad.
15 out of 16 for Diane.
I was just writing down whatever is easiest to write, whatever I was getting a vibe on.
I don't think anybody has all 16. If you're doing ridiculous, you've missed one, and that was Buffalo, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing well, you've missed two. I've missed 4. I tried to pick a couple upsets, and most do, but there just weren't any. 2 upsets, if you can call Loyola. I think the 11-6s are kind of coin flips, but Loyola of Chicago did, in fact, win on a buzzer beater, you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shocker was not necessarily a 13 being a 4, beating a 4, but how the 13 beat the 4. Arizona is obviously a mess right now.
Right. I remember listening to Tane Karp and somebody saying Arizona's going to lose. And I was like,
Well, 5% of all the ESPN entries picked Arizona to win the title. 5% are now bracket busted. And many people had Arizona. But you didn't. You had Kentucky beating Arizona. So just follow Diane Ducey's pool.
There you go.
She's the guru.
If I would have entered
somewhere.
She's
the absolute pro, because you know what? That's how this works. Diane hasn't followed a lot of basketball this year.
Right.
But look at you. 15 out of 16 is really, really good.
89-68.
No, listen,
score.
Buffalo beat Arizona 89-68. I'm not sure it was even that close. They just commanded that thing. They blew them out at the end, and they were better. They're just a better team, and Arizona just looked dazed. It was not good, but Sean Miller's gone. The whole thing's collapsing over there because of the alleged wiretaps of Sean Miller, the head coach at Arizona, talking $100,000 payout to their player. So we'll see. Anyway, Big Ten, fine, 2-0. Michigan wins, as does Ohio State. We got Purdue and Michigan State out today. But the Big Ten is 2-0. And no real shocks except the Buffalo and Loyola. Other than that, it was chalk. I mean, the 8-9s are always, you never know. But everything else pretty much straight down the line based on the seeding. So it could be kind of a... Usually one of the days, in my experience, is one of the days is a bit of a bumpy ride for the seeds, higher seeds, so we'll see. There's usually more than just one upset. And yesterday I would say there was just one upset. I don't think the Loyola was that unusual. All right, it's good to have you listening. It's one of our faves, Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas Arlington, political science professor. Sir, how are you?
I think I'm okay. It's way too early here. You're on Eastern time. We're on Central time.
No, I'm on Central time with you, but I'm just just north of you in Champaign, so we're at the University of Illinois, so we're just north of you. Good having you. Always a pleasure, sir. Okay.
I enjoyed very much.
Well, I do, too. Tell me about your thoughts regarding Rex Tillerson, regarding the rumors abounding about who's next out the door in the Trump administration. Most of the media, most, not all, are just screaming chaos. It's a chaotic. It's out of...
That's right. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's something that corporation executives do all the time. They fire people. And that's exactly what President Trump is doing. He's firing people. It took him a while to get his bearing on I want to say Hollywood, to get his bearing on Washington, D.C. He is new to this. He doesn't know all the old-timers who come in and out of office and stay there for many, many years. He brought in new people, some of which had never been in the governmental realm, like his Secretary of State, Mr. Tillerson, who now is out the door, and brought in somebody like Mike Pompeo, former CIA director, member of Congress, West Point graduate, and brought him in as Secretary of State. And he gets along much better with the president than perhaps Mr. Tillerson did on various issues like the Iran agreement. Got to get my bearing as well. The Iran agreement, getting tough with North Korea. Apparently, Mr. Tillerson wanted to either negotiate those things a little bit more, fine-tune them, where Mr. Pompeo may want to scrap the Iran deal entirely. We'll have to see. Also, his national security advisor, General McMaster, the rumor is he's next to leave, and he's going to bring in, rumor has it, a man by the name of John Bolton, who a lot of people who watch Fox television know that name very well. He's the former ambassador to the United Nations, has that big mustache, and apparently he knows foreign relations and foreign politics very, very well. Mr. Kudlow, Larry Kudlow, is now the new economics advisor, and he's known President Trump for quite a while. And a lot of people are acquainted with him who look at television and watched a lot of economic news. Larry Kudlow has taken the place of a man named Gary Cohn, who was the economics advisor. So he's making changes, but this is something not necessarily new. I think it's a little bit more than other administrations, but it's good. He's finding his way. These are the people I want to be around.
In corporations and businesses, you want to be on the page. Everybody should be rowing the same way. Some in government think it's good to have people like Lincoln, a team of rivals, people that didn't agree all the time. Is it good? I mean, if your Secretary of State calling you a moron, is that good, bad? Do you want somebody in there that is more like-minded?
That's not good. If somebody that you appointed to be Secretary of State, which is probably the most important cabinet position of all, is calling you a moron, you don't want to be around them very much.
I agree.
So I think that President Trump was absolutely correct in saying goodbye, and I think he's right. By the way, he became famous, of course, on The Apprentice, which I never watched, and apparently the very famous words of The Apprentice were,
You're fired. Yeah.
So now, now he's bringing in his popularity from The Apprentice into the White House. But, of course, there's a lot of people. It doesn't matter what President Trump does. In fact, if he kept all the old people and things were not going well, they say, there's something wrong with this.
No, listen, you're not going to please the people that don't like him, which are a whole bunch of folks in the media, no doubt about it. So now you move forward. You got your new Secretary of State on your page coming up, North Korea. Any thoughts as to any possibility? It's great to talk, I think, but are you really going to get anything done, and will they really comply with anything?
I don't think anybody really knows at this point. I'm waiting for the meeting between the North Korean leader and President Trump and where it's going to be. I think it still may happen sometime late this spring, early summer, where nobody knows or if indeed it will take place. But we know that North Korea has been a little bit more reticent, quieter in the past couple of months than it was earlier. And I think it's due to the show of force that the United States, some people might remember this, we sent a huge naval armada to the Korean Peninsula. Bombers were flying overhead in the Korean Peninsula. So I think that Kim Jong-un, hard for me to pronounce his name, got the message. It wasn't just doing what President Carter did, giving them oil and money, and the same thing went on during other administrations as well. President Trump said bombers, not dropping anything, but as a show of force. And I think he got the message.
Well, but what does a snake do when you say, I need to pull your fangs? They're not going to let you do it because that's all they have to defend themselves.
Exactly. I think that President will have to see. I think President Trump so far, is doing fairly well in foreign affairs. He is ISIS, Islamic terrorism, is spreading all over the world under different names. But the initial ISIS in the Middle East has now been defeated. And I don't think it can ever really be defeated militarily, but that's for another topic for another day.
Yeah.
But I think so far, for a man that came in not knowing Washington, and that's what people wanted. They wanted somebody like this.
Yep.
And they got him. They got him. They got the original apprentice. That's what they wanted. And that's who they have.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I think you're right. I think there's a lot of things going on that I like a lot. And time will tell how it shakes out. But believe me, the people that don't like him, like CNN, they're going to spin it the other way 92%
of
the time.
It doesn't matter what.
That doesn't
there
matter.
There are rumors I'm going to be the new defense secretary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, Alan, you'd
be... that's a joke.
You'd be great at it. Alan, thank you, sir. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
That's Professor Alan Sachs, University of Texas at Arlington. I don't know what he looks like, but I'm thinking Sweet Home Alabama. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah.
At the end when this guy has this little papers you haven't signed.
Right.
That's what I think he looks
like.
Okay,
or to me, Radar on MASH or something.
Radar on MASH, maybe. But I need to Google image Alan Sachs, S-A-X. And see what this guy looks like. I think he told me once he's smallish.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, great guy. I always like talking to him.
Typically,
how are you, Grace? Grace is here.
Good morning.
Good to see her. You are on break as of after your, 9 o'clock?
Yes.
Yay!
So close.
That feels good.
Yes, it does. Much needed.
No kidding. But what I don't understand, I'll tell you what. Let's do the sports.
Okay.
Then I'll tell you what I don't understand. You can always text in 359-2255. Grace is picking up our sports.
The Fighting Illini are losing their number one player.
Darn it.
I know. Laron Black is turning pro. The leading Illini scorer last year said it was a tough decision and that he loved his time at Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Smith, Laron Black, and rumors abound about how there may be more players leaving Illinois.
Well, that's what we're hearing. So.
Right.
The NCAA tournament is underway in round one with 16 games yesterday. Upsets included Loyola of Chicago with a buzzer beater over Miami and 64-62 in the biggest upset in day one came when Buffalo pounded fourth seed in Arizona
89-68. Better. They looked a lot better than Arizona. Some people thought Arizona was seeded too low or high, rather. They were.
I see.
They were in a daze. They probably should have been about an 8 based on how they looked, so.
In 16 more games, the tournament continues. PGA Golf, the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando, Florida. And
Henrik Stenson.
Yeah.
8-under, but Tiger's in it.
Yes.
Tiger
Woods
had a -4,
yeah.
68.
Yeah, he's 4.
Tied for 7th.
4-under, and Henrik Stenson's 8-under. And, Tiger's favored, according to Las Vegas, so at least he's in the hunt. I thought that was a little too much to put on him already. What the heck?
Looks
well.
Like Georgia has hired Tom Crean from Indiana and Marquette fame. So.
Yep. Tom Crean, who was terrific as a basketball analyst, but we thought he was going to get back in there after a year. So Georgia, big job in the SEC for Tom Crean. Augie Garrido.
Yes.
Former Illini baseball coach dies at the age of 79.
88 to 90, he went NCAA. 111 to 57. To 57 as far as our Illini record.
111 and 57 for 3 years. Yeah, he was four, however long he was here. But he wasn't here long. Neil Stoner brought him in.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the movie For the Love of the Game with Kevin Costner.
Okay.
For movie fans.
By the way, there is a shift. Illinois SIU not playing today down in Carbondale. Saturday noon and 3 and Sunday at 1.
Trying to do a doubleheader, aren't they? Here we go with your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Starting out nice with the sunshine. Today's high 43, 34-hour low tonight, right around the freezing point. And we've got this 90% chance of precipitation coming into the area. That carries into Saturday morning. High 45. Low 29, partly cloudy by Saturday night, and sunshine on Sunday with a high 53. Currently 26 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, we check your Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign. Where partnerships are built on trust, find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
By the way, speaking of baseball, our friend Dave Lone in his 30th season announcing the Illini.
Yeah, it's amazing. 720 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, jewelry company Tiffany's earnings are stronger than expected. Sales increased in the recent quarter and were stronger than expected. Tiffany has closed 7 stores over the past year but opened 9 others. Winn-Dixie's parent company is planning to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization. It's planning to close 94 stores with disappointing sales. Southeastern Grocers also owns Harvey's, Buy Low, and Fresco y Mas. The company plans to work through the process within the next 90 days. The second in command at Nike is resigning. The Wall Street Journal says the company received complaints about Trevor Edwards involving inappropriate workplace behavior. Edwards was considered a successor to Nike executive Mark Parker. The Dow closed up 115 yesterday. NASDAQ was down 15. The S&P dropped 2. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-452-1760. That's 1-800-452-1760.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster, ServPro, at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at ServPro of Champaign. Like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
The Honda Dream Garage Spring Event is back, and if you're ready for a new Honda, it's time to start your engines. Take it from me, Honda IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe. That's the spacious Honda Pilot. It's got seating for up to 8 and an available rear entertainment system. And that's the sporty Honda Civic. It's got an available turbocharged engine I'd recognize anywhere, even without the blindfold. Wait, did I mention I was wearing a blindfold? I didn't. Well, that's what makes this so impressive.
You can get a great deal at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event at your Honda dealer.
I'm IndyCar driver James Hinchcliffe at the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. I know these vehicles so well, I can identify them blindfolded. That's the available turbocharged engine on the Honda Civic at KBB.com Best Buy.
Hurry into the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event and get 0.9% APR on select 2018 Civic models for well-qualified buyers.
Visit your Central Illinois Honda dealers today.
Offer excludes all Civic Type R models. See dealer for financing details. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated.
Invest in your pot of gold at Prospect Bank. We're offering 1.60 annual percentage yield for 12 months, 1.80 APY for 18 months, and 2.0% APY for 24 months, all with a $500 minimum to open. And you can deposit funds into the CD anytime and for any amount. This is your opportunity to add to your pot of gold with Prospect Bank, the opportunity bank. Sweetening the pot at the end of the rainbow. Online at bankprospect.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
ESPN 93.5. Here's what I was... Oh, by the way, 359-2255. Anybody beat Diane in the first day? I say no. I say nobody beat Diane in day one, 15 out of 16. Beat that, Bucky.
I'll probably go with, you know, a bunch of losses today.
No. We're not talking about today. I'm talking about yesterday. 359-2255. Do you know anybody that beat Diane? Obviously, to beat Diane, you had to go perfect. I suppose somebody could have tied Diane, but I want to know anybody that tied Diane. Nobody beat her. Nobody went 16 out of 16.
I didn't get Arizona Buffalo,
though. How did you not get that? It was so easy.
But I do have Kentucky beating Arizona.
Yeah, so you don't have it vested.
Right.
So you're just as too bad you didn't enter that for money. What a bummer.
I know.
Wonder if it's too late. Run down to the Esquire, see if you can enter that thing. 359-2255. Did anybody come close to Diane? I didn't.
I was just looking up the Loyola Chicago Danville kid's name. That was pretty cool to see that shot.
Yeah, former Danville kid made the shot for Loyola Chicago. They're just one of those teams that really, really good, really underrated, and got a chip on their shoulder. Buffalo, by the way, with that win over Arizona, is the first in program history ever winning a game in the NCAA.
Wow.
So there you go. All right, Grace is here this morning. My daughter's junior at the University of Illinois in journalism. And here was my thought. I don't know if you have anything due over break.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why, people? I mean, I know Christian does, Nathaniel does, Benjamin does.
Is that right?
They have stuff all the time over break. I don't get it. What are they doing?
I've never understood that. I think that's kind of mean. My professor, when we ended our class, I have a class this Monday, Wednesday, and it's like 3 or 4 hours, so we only have it twice a week. But when we left on Wednesday, he was like, okay, guys, my assignment for you over break, forget about this place.
Give him a hug.
Nice. And high fives, like, all around.
I know. And I was like, that's really what we need to hear at this point, because the whole point of a break is to reset.
Yeah.
Yes. But to get through the rest.
I mean, so how long will this assignment you have take?
Well, I'm not sure. I guess it kind of depends.
It's not like a half an hour.
No, it's going to take several hours of investment. But, shoot. Yes, I don't know. I think the thought behind it is some curriculums are just so rigorous that they can't manage to take 1 week off.
They got to get the material
in. Yeah, and they have to get it in. And maybe there's an exam that's set, like, for a week or two when you get back, and this is going to be on it, and they want you to be able to understand it. But, honestly, most people, I doubt, do it over break. They either do it before, they do it the night before, like right before it's due, or they manage to get a few points off and not really even do it. I don't know. It kind of depends on people's situations. Because I know when people are leaving for like Florida or something tropical, they're checked out, as I would be.
Well,
like,
yeah. I just think it's healthy to you know, have a little time that's not so. And why not double up in February on some of these assignments?
I'd rather
do that and have just unplugging. I just think that's healthy. I don't think it's healthy to not break. Anyway, I know a lot of kids are in the same position. I just don't.
A lot of people have exams the Monday we get back.
Oh, my goodness.
Who does that?
That's mean.
There's actually, I can name several people that have that situation.
Why not Wednesday? Wednesday?
Right.
I mean, come on, people. What are you doing?
I know. Come on, professors. We're people too. We all want breaks, you know?
Yeah. I don't recall that. I don't recall much, but I don't recall having anything to do over break. Well, then maybe I just didn't do it either. I don't know. All I know is that my college education was not rigorous. Not like I think my kids are going through.
Well, engineering.
Yeah,
it's a different game.
Different game. And having Nathaniel having been two other places in engineering and then coming here, it's not the same.
We're big time.
We are Harvard.
We're number one, I think.
Number one, civil engineering. Harvard Law is what we got going on here.
Yeah,
and
amazing.
I mean, didn't Christian have like 35 hours a week on one class? That's homework, Diane. 35 hours a week.
Wow.
And this week he's had 3 exams within the past like 3 days, and 3 homework assignments in those classes due on the same days as the exams. That each homework assignment takes up to, well, I think a minimum of 15 hours.
It's just, and he's up till 3 or 4.
Oh, every single morning.
3 or 4 in the morning.
And
oh,
so he always texts me like the night before. He said, "Hey, can you make sure I wake up for my 8 a.m.
Right.
or whatever?" And it's like, okay. Gosh,
he's
get
gonna,
your hour.
He needs some sleep.
Uh-huh. He does.
I'm telling you what, it's hard, but it's, you know, it's you get through it. It's good. And you'll be good for a long time because it pays. It's hard. And it's not C-spot run. This is a little different level.
Well, yeah.
And plus with engineering students, it's not like, hey, can I copy off of you at all? Because they have so many constant checks of whether or not they're understanding the materials with exams and quizzes and homework assignments, that if they even thought about getting the information from someone else, it would be very evident in any of their scores because every problem on all their homework assignments are intentional.
It's unbelievable. Okay, we're coming right back. I've got a little of this Sanctuary City thing I want to touch on. We'll do that in just a few moments. Also, the dog dying in the overhead bin.
What?
Gosh.
I don't get it. And what I really don't buy is the flight attendant saying she didn't know there was a dog in there. You know how many times I say, my dog's in there, my dog's in there, my dog's in. I mean, you're going to tell, he'll be fine, whatever they said. And presumably there's not enough air up there. I think that's why the dog died.
I see. Wow.
I don't know. It's horrible. And United's lost 41 dogs since 2015.
Oh, my gosh.
That's just, you got to figure that dog dying thing out. Or don't accept dogs.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Don't accept them.
Fox News headlines next. That's Gracie, Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. It is 7:30.
The season for spring cleaning is here. Freshen up your finances with Ducey. Review your budget, pay down debt, and get organized. With Bill Pay from Ducey, see and pay all of your bills through eBank. Plus, the Ducey mobile app puts your account at your fingertips. For additional resources to spring clean your finances, visit Ducey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Ducey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. All seven people on board have died in a U.S. military helicopter crash in western Iraq near the Syrian border.
Officials saying the Pave Hawk helicopter was in transit from one location to another when it crashed, but that there are no indications it was shot down. The U.S.-led coalition against ISIS continues to work with local forces in Iraq and Syria to shore up the border region between those countries.
Fox's Simon Owen. It's not believed there's anyone else alive under a pedestrian bridge that collapsed onto cars in Miami. There's a search for more bodies. At least six people have died with at least nine hurt. Aura Martinez was there.
One of the girls that was, her car was like halfway out of the bridge. Like it was a miracle. The back part got squished, but she was okay and she was out there and she was like in shock.
The bridge wasn't open to pedestrians yet. It was meant to help people cross to and from Florida International University. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, this is Chapin Rose. For over a decade, Sammy Anderson served our community. She's chaired the Champaign County Bar Association's family law section, and she's given generously of her time to our veterans coming back from war. Sammy believes that a judge, above all else, should uphold our Constitution. I have confidence that Sammy Anderson's professional and personal experience make her a great candidate to serve as our circuit judge. Sammy Anderson's been dedicated to our community. She is my vote for circuit judge on March 20th, and I'd respectfully ask that you consider her as well.
I am Sammy Anderson, and I would like to personally ask for your vote on March 20th.
Paid for by Friends of Sammy Anderson.
The world at your feet. Take a look around and you will see.
Flooring Surfaces is the place for hardwood. Starting at just $249 per square foot. Bring your colors, pictures, swatches, and ideas to our showroom on Mercury Drive in Champaign. One of our trained consultants will listen to your needs, then find the perfect hardwood for your project. Flooring Surfaces also offers professional installation service for every item we sell, so you can have beautiful new floors with no hassle. Light tones, dark tones, gray colors, hand scraped, wire brushed, or smooth, a new hardwood is waiting for you. And with financing options available to qualified homeowners, it's easy to see why the best floors come from Flooring Surfaces. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
The world at your feet. Flooring Surfaces. The world at your feet.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign. Like it never even happened. Franchises are independent. locally owned and operated.
All right. Honda BMW Champagne Honda President's Award winner. You like that CRV, Gracie. You told
me. I do.
Why do you like the CRV?
It sits high. Uh-huh. It's a comfortable, very comfortable car.
Yeah.
Fits a ton. I don't know. I just think it's the most practical car I think I've ever
great
driven and
mileage.
Had. Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is good. It's 26 and a half for a little.
I think I got to Holland, Michigan in one tank. And I could have probably made it a good amount back.
Yeah,
too.
Right. No, it's friendly there. Go see them before you buy a car, SUV, van. Honda President's Award winner for 2017 is right here in Champaign-Urbana. It is. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone and test drive and see what a top 10% dealer looks like. They're good. And you can eat off the BMW showroom floor. It's crazy. Okay. And by the way, I could not find, Gracie thought she went through Chicago tollway, you know, without the little thingy.
Okay.
And I couldn't find it. So maybe you didn't go through a toll.
Maybe you didn't.
If you went 80 east, right? Didn't you go through Gary and up to Mahalo, Michigan that way? Anyway, I saw your route. I don't think that's a toll. Anyway, I put the license plate in there because you can go to I-Pass.
Right.
And you go to Illinois thing because you don't want to let those things go.
No, it makes me nervous.
It goes from $3.80 to $450.
No, I wish that the, like on like your like Apple Maps or whatever or Google Maps, like it says the tolls that you're going to go through and like lets you prepay or something.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's an idea.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway.
There's four to O'Hare there and four back.
Well, you know that. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying she went over, you went east though.
Yes.
Yes, she went underneath Chicago and I don't think that's a toll. So you must, I don't think so.
I
put the license plate in and it says there's nothing on it. So
okay.
Here we go. By the way, we're still looking for anybody that at least tied Diane in the pool.
Yeah, that's
run
right.
One.
It looks like Mitch has gotten texted in.
15 out of 16 is going to be leading the nation.
And he also missed Buffalo, Arizona, but has Arizona losing to Kentucky like I do.
Wow. What are you into? How'd you do that? Diane Ducey leading Champaign-Urbana in the pool. Nobody in this state has defeated you today.
I don't know about that.
Nobody's 16 out of 16. I just refuse to believe it. Anyway, 359-2255. Have you tied Diane? Let me know. Mitch.
Oakwood says that there is an app like that, Grace. So good idea, and someone's on it. It's great.
Oh, good.
Prepay before you go on the darn thing?
Something like that.
Of course there's a price.
Yeah. I was going to invent that tomorrow.
Yeah,
right? Got that.
Win with ESPN 93.5 in the U of I Meat Sales Room. Stop into the Meat Sales Room on Maryland Avenue off Florida in Urbana, Tuesdays and Thursdays between 1 and 5:30, and you can go in today 8 to 1, so they have limited hours at U of I Meat Sales Room. That's where you pick up your burgers, hot dogs, steaks, and fresh-cut meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room, and drop your name in the box. You might be our first winner for two tickets to the Cardinal Cub bus trip down in St. Louis on May 5th. Our first winner will be drawn on March 30th. Two free ones, that's $260. Today, 8 to 1 is when they're open, and Tuesday, Thursday is 1 to 5:30. So limited hours, your odds are going to be good now if you can get in there. You just got to get in there and get registered. Enjoyed going to CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, the other day. Sat with Betsy and Brad Parks and just love their stuff. They supply all the janitorial supplies. They can do that for your business. But you ought to see some of the machinery they have to clean bathrooms. You want to have a clean bathroom? Betsy's got that. It is so cool. I mean, what she's got, you don't want to know how much bacteria is in there either. Anyway, CMIClean.com. Check them out on Bloomington Road, 359-6262, CMIClean.com. Here you go. Weather on the radio for the weekend, Diane Ducey.
Looking good, Stevie J. We've got a high of 43, the sunshine to start our day. Slight chance of showers later in the afternoon, and then a 90% chance of rain with a low of 33 tonight. So, especially north of I-74, they're saying. It could get tricky as far as the bridges and slick conditions. 50% chance of rain coming into Saturday. Eventually a high of 45, down to 29, partly cloudy on Saturday night. Sunshine Sunday in a high 53. We're currently at 27 on ESPN 93.5.
Am I saying Pahlavi or Pahlavi? Pahlavi. How am I saying that?
You're saying it correctly today. It's Pahlavi. Thank you.
Pahlavi ala wala. Is that right?
Yes, close.
Basket by Pahlavi ala wala.
Nice to have you. Immigration attorney, U.S. Appeals Court upholds Texas law targeting sanctuary cities. What does this mean?
Well, at this time, in a unanimous ruling, the three-judge panel of United States Court of Appeals for Fifth Circuit has reversed an August ruling by a federal judge in San Antonio who had temporarily blocked Texas officials from enforcing the ban under a law called Senate Bill 4.
Go ahead. Texas is unlike the other states, though, that are allowing this, correct?
Correct. We have California that's allowing it, but yeah. We have Texas that had passed, Texas legislature that in May of 2017 had passed a law that requires police chiefs and sheriffs to cooperate with federal immigration officers and allows police to question the immigration status of anyone they arrest. And so this was passed in response to the growth of sanctuary cities within Texas as well, and it restricts cooperation.
Why don't we just go to the Supreme Court and get this over with?
Yes, I think that's where it's going to head next, because this court, which is the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, has issued an opinion just on this past Tuesday, and looks like, except for just an application to elected officials, and this is related to the First Amendment right of people to endorse or not endorse a law, except for that provision, the Court of Appeals has passed this provision in its entirety.
Okay. Well, here's hoping that we figure all this DACA and the security and the wall, just figure it out. It's just getting ridiculous how we can't in Washington solve this thing. And as far as sanctuary cities, at this point, if you're just here working, I don't really even care because it's out of hand. But if you're a felon, you got to go. We got to capture you. I don't understand the felon thing, Paula. I just don't.
Yeah, so this particular sanctuary city policy does not apply to felons. So I don't think any of those sanctuary city provisions pertain to people with serious criminal trouble. I think it just pertains to local police officers not being allowed to ask people's immigration status or put them into detention for immigration related issues.
Hey, always a pleasure. I really appreciate your time, Pallavi. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Immigration attorney Pallavi Alawala. And in California, now that's a sanctuary state, and they actually do protect felons. 800,000 of them are out there. That we're talking sexual assaults and drug dealer kingpin. I mean, I don't understand any of it. How do you protect? You wouldn't do that if they were in Champaign.
I know it.
If they were up for sexual assault and they were running a cocaine ring, you'd say, gosh, you know, I think it's a good idea to arrest them.
Yeah.
You don't. They don't hold them. And the governor, or the mayor, rather, of Oakland warned them. We're talking felons. I'm not talking about you're off the rack illegal. Anyway, I've said it many times. 359-2255, you want to call in. Did you get corn beef?
I did not.
Anyway, you've got today.
It's Saturday.
It's today, tomorrow. Oh, you can't today.
Right.
Catholics. No meat today. Lent. Okay, anyway, food specials at the Houlihan's Restaurant, Irish Nachos, Reuben Sliders, Reuben Sandwich, corned beef and cabbage through tomorrow.
I love the Irish cuisine around St. Patrick's Day.
And they have all the drink specials as well. Got that St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. All right, still waiting. Anybody besides Mitch go 15 out of 16?
Well, we've got a few toll things that we're talking about now. Fast Toll Illinois is, I guess, the app. And if she had one toll, if she went to 57 and 80, there is one toll.
Okay, there is one, but how come it didn't come up?
And then another person says there are not any tolls on I-80.
Okay, people.
We need everyone's help on this.
We need information that's not contradictory.
I really should have just paid attention.
No.
It's hard. It is so hard.
She's never driven around Chicago. She did it by herself.
Okay, good for you. Thank you. It's challenging.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see it's coming, and then you have to get over in that right lane. And then you need to get off on the left. It's like,
And I was thinking that the entire time, and then my GPS was like, stay left for electronic tolls.
No, that's okay. All right. So
the whole time, and so I was like, well, okay.
Yeah, so you did the right thing. So who cares about $3.90? What we're trying to do is pay it so it doesn't turn into $9,000.
Right.
I mean, the penalties are stupid. That's not even right.
Right.
Anyway.
Welcome to Chicago.
How come it didn't come up on my... So they said if I go 5780, there is one. But the other one said there isn't.
Right.
Okay, now what?
Well, I mean, these are texters.
Come on. Aren't you all on Angie's list? Aren't you all compatible? I mean, I'm supposed to depend on you.
My app recognizes the toll. I go that way all the time. Yes, there is.
Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going with that one because they go that way all the time.
You can pay later.
I can't. They won't let me.
Same mark 7 days.
Wait a minute. For the person that goes there all the time, what's it called? Because you thought it was what?
Oh, good.
Okay.
That's Richard.
I think Richard, it was after the South Holland, Illinois. Maybe.
Okay. All right. So, but I looked at your route, and so I went online. But if I go into the toll thing and put my license plate in, it should come up. And you drove my car, so I put that one in. I don't get it.
I don't
get it. That's what I said all the time in school. I don't get it. All right, here we go. Sports headlines. Grace says that this morning.
The Fighting Illini are losing their number one player. LeRon Black is turning pro. The leading Illini scorer last year said it was a tough decision and that he loved his time at Illinois. Mark Smith, LeRon Black, and rumors abound about how there may be more players leaving Illinois.
Anybody know about Michael Finke?
Not sure his status.
Brett Underwood was supposed to talk to him if he wants him to stay.
Right.
Because Michael could go somewhere in a heartbeat.
And is there some kind of knee surgery thing?
Oh, that was a minor deal.
Okay.
He's fine. It's just, do you want him to stay?
That was a factor.
If you want a guy to stay, don't you talk to him a little sooner than, like, 3 weeks after the year?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to, the team, who's getting my rebounds? Ibogaden and I got the new kid, Shane Kimba. Kane. Samba Kane. I knew I'd get it. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The NCAA tournament is underway and round one with 16 games yesterday. Upsets included Loyola of Chicago with a buzzer beater over Miami in 64-62, and the biggest upset in day one came when Buffalo pounded fourth-seeded Arizona 89-68.
Diane Ducey has 15 out of 16.
I'm thinking that is right. I keep trying to find... This is so confusing to
me. What's confusing? There's 16 today,
right.
16 yesterday.
Like, where is the Houston game on this bracket?
It's there right by the Michigan game.
Okay, I got that one right.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you already checked it. Here I'm pounding your 1,500. You're not even sure.
I mean, I thought I was when they were, you know, giving all the games. I'm like, I got that one. I got that one.
Okay, so you're sure it's 15? Because I've hit it pretty hard.
Now the TTUSFA.
That's Stephen. You picked Texas Tech over Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah.
Okay. Folks. I want to apologize for reporting something that I had no. You just came in and said I missed one. You got it?
Yeah.
15?
Wow.
Okay. Good. As I was saying, anybody beat Diane? 359-2255. I'm really looking for somebody that at least tied her. Mitch is the only one that went 15 out of 16. I'm just thinking. You know, if we could somehow enter this somewhere, because you're on a roll. Who's your final?
Gonzaga. Boy, that was a squeaker. I was really nervous.
You have Gonzaga winning it all?
Yes.
Well, if that happened...
because my nephew went to school there.
I love it.
Diane,
love
you might be sitting on like a bazillion-dollar pool and you didn't enter it.
Well, whatever.
Darn.
It's just the satisfaction of choosing well.
Well, and then again, there's 16 more today, and who knows?
Exactly. I'll probably be a big-time stinko today.
But you can wave the flag today.
Exactly. Right. So Richard says that where 80 meets 294, 3 miles east of 57, you can go through it almost without knowing it.
Mm. Well, that's exactly what happened.
Yes, that is
happened. Richard, for defending
Very
my
helpful.
Daughter. Thank you. So we did go through it. So that's where it is. So it's, what do you say? 294 and 57.
It is where 80 meets 294, 3 miles east of 57.
Okay, that sounds right, too.
Okay.
That sounds familiar.
So that, I'm very confused as to why I didn't recognize. So maybe it didn't take the picture or something.
And then, husband, Michael Anderson, says on the tollway, there's a toll, Indiana, not showing up for Illinois. I do not know. So he was trying to look it up on the internet.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you, guys.
No, really.
We were trying to figure this out last night.
Because Gracie was worried because she didn't know that $3.80 turns to $200 or something stupid.
I did not know that. I thought it was maybe like $12.
Right. It was a crazy fine if you're late on
that. Sean says, I have 15 of 16. I am 99% here in Champaign.
All right, so we got Sean, Mitch, and Diane.
There we go.
Anybody else? 15 out of 16?
Yeah.
That's pretty darn good. Now, it was mostly chalk, as they say. That means all the favorites.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Loyola and Buffalo were the ones.
Yeah, but 11 and 6, those are coin.
Mm-hmm.
I think 13 over 4 is an upset, and Arizona got blasted, but they're messed up. Sean Miller, the whole thing is bad. Mm-hmm. That thing, it affected them a lot. Okay, also, Henrik Stenson leads in the PGA. Augie Garrido dies at the age of 79, former Illini baseball coach.
Had a stroke on Sunday.
Tom Crean's a new basketball coach at Georgia.
Yes.
That's... Yeah, he's good. I mean, listen, he's had success, no doubt. And by the way, Rob Judson, a good dear friend of mine, has been on the bench with Tom Crean, says he's an outstanding man as a human being. He is a great guy.
He's 51.
That's it? Oh. Some of those coaches look a little older. Let's check your weather.
High 43, sunshine to start. Then we have more clouds and a 90% chance of rain tonight and overnight. Tonight's low 34. That's where it gets tricky on the bridges. There could be some slick areas Saturday morning also with a high 45. Down to 29, partly cloudy by Saturday night. Sunny on Sunday with a high 53. Right now the temperature's at 28 on ESPN 93.5.
ESPN Radio.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz.
I want to take a moment here to do something that is not often done in sports. We celebrate the winners. We make you more famous if you win. You have to be someone who wins for us to remember you in a meaningful way when you retire. Joe Thomas, by any definition, of anybody listening here who knows anything about football, they know that Joe Thomas was, throughout his career, excellent at football. And Joe Thomas now retires today, and there will be next to no fanfare. He's doing it, of course. March Madness is going on. Like, he's just going to leave, and 5 years from now, he'll be at the speech for the Hall of Fame, and no one will remember. What did that guy do?
This is Bill.
It finally got me, Bill.
What's that, Rick?
The Clark Street crater, the mother of all potholes.
Oh.
Yeah, year after rim-wrecking year, it's tormented the people of this town. They try to fill it, but it always returns. It got me good.
But you know, State Farm's got you, too.
You hear that? You ain't nothing!
You trash-talking a pothole?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Napa know-how.
Napa Night Vision Premium Capsules are up to $10 off a pair. They provide some of the best nighttime illumination of any headlamp. But if you can't see how good of a deal that is, then it's time you did something to clear up that view. Like getting Napa Night Vision Premium Capsules for up to $10 off. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 3/31/18.
Oh, hey, hi, hello there. It's me, your air conditioner. You can call me AC if you want, but Mr. Conditioner is my dad's name. Okay, listen, but you may have noticed that I'm using a lot of energy right now, and that's why you need to call an expert. Yep, the experts can give me a precision tune-up, so you'll save up to 30% on energy bills, and I won't have to work so hard, which is great because I'm about to pass out.
At Chief Bauer Service Experts, get $41 off a precision tune-up. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit chiefbauer.com for expert service guaranteed.
Call 866-EXPERTS.
better internet, TV, and voice, choose i3 Broadband. That's right, get much better service with up to 1 gigabit of internet speed. i3 Broadband makes it easier to connect, play video games, and stream TV and music. No need to worry about the hassle of a contract. It's faster, reliable service with a more affordable cost. It's exactly what you're looking for, right? Check your list. More speed, a local provider of the largest fiber optic network, less expense. Ask about i3 Broadband. It's the perfect choice. Online at i3broadband.com or call 530-0333.
All right, 753. Busey's social media followers can enter to win in a familiar favorite in a new giveaway this year. Connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And participate in Fulfilling Dreams and Friday Freebie, two exciting social giveaways. Fulfilling Dreams is underway. Whether your dream is a college degree, a vacation getaway, or home remodel, Busey wants to help fulfill your dreams. Here's how dreamers can enter to win a $1,500 Busey MasterCard gift card. Connect with Busey on Facebook and share your dream through a photo and story. The dream with the most likes wins $1,500. And a winner's chosen monthly. Wow. That's actually pretty. How many people are even doing it?
Yeah, we need to get in on
get
that.
Get in on that.
Uh-huh.
Share your dream with Busey on Facebook and the most likes. And just go to all of your Facebook pages. Please like this. And you could win $1,500 every month. For rules, visit Busey.com/150. And then the Friday freebie returns. What's today? A week from today.
16th.
All right. Week from today, March 23. Guess the amount of cash and coin pictured on Facebook to enter to win a $100 digital gift card. Again, connect with Busey on Facebook. Look for the Friday freebie video or photos and post your guess. First person guessed correctly or the closest guess doesn't go over, little price is right, wins a $100 digital gift card. For rules, Busey.com/150. Might as well. What the heck? Busey is excited to kick off Fulfilling Dreams and for the anticipated return of Friday Freebie. Don't miss your chance to win big. Connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. They've just celebrated 150 years. That's why they're doing it. All right. We're going to break for the news and come back with our 8 o'clock hour. This pedestrian walkway that collapsed down at Florida International University in Miami?
There are 4 dead and 8 cars that were smashed.
I saw 6 and 10. 6 dead, 10 injured.
So, oh, really?
But Eben Brown is in Miami. He'll have the very latest. We're going to do that on this bridge collapsing. It's a pedestrian bridge. Kind of like Carl has one across the university. Right. How does it? They just opened it on Sunday, and it collapses in the street on Thursday?
Wow.
You know how many engineers have to look at that stuff?
Right.
I don't understand that at all. Okay. And Grace, you're a journalist in journalism.
Mm-hmm.
Study finds fake news is 70% more likely to spread on Twitter.
Yes, I would believe that.
Yeah.
That doesn't come as a surprise. It's just like kind of Facebook. You see all these. You rarely see like what people actually post from their own lives anymore. It's just like all these little things everyone has shared.
Yeah.
And it's so easy once one person shares and someone sees it, and it's like, oh, let me retweet that. Let me share it again. And a lot of the times the demographic on Twitter, I feel like, is just quick to read it and quick to retweet.
No, that's right.
You're and not really that. Checking the sources or anything.
Without verifying.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, more on all this coming up another hour. That's Diane and Grace. I'm Stevie J. We'll be right back with your Fox News 756.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention, and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign. Like it never even happened. Franchises are independently locally owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Dan Calkins, the conservative Republican candidate for the Illinois House. Illinois is heading down the wrong path. Corrupt politicians are issuing ID cards to illegal aliens who will use them to vote. They're attacking our Second Amendment rights and taxing us out of our homes. Send me to Springfield, and I'll stand up to Mike Madigan and the career politicians who are destroying our state. We must stop their tax and spend gun-grabbing ways. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, on March 20th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
You already love how convenient your debit card is. How much more would you love yours if it was rewarding too? Hi, this is Atta Durakan from First Federal Savings Bank, introducing You Choose Rewards. Every time you use your First Federal debit card, you earn points that reward you with exactly what you want. Just enroll and make the same purchases you normally do. Gas, groceries, or pay bills. Our easy-to-use rewards website helps you track points and shows you how to redeem them for fabulous rewards. Whatever you choose, visit 356bank.com. First Federal Savings Bank. Get what you want out of life. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. That lush green lawnscape is a result of a reputation earned through consistent performance. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, weed reduction, disease, and insect control. Now the ease and trouble-free convenience of Spring Green's professional lawn care's full program is yours at savings of 20% for new customers. It's backed by their guarantee of satisfaction.